Maryland officials have uncovered a scheme to defraud the state unemployment insurance program of more than $500 million. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Governor Larry Hogan said a sophisticated criminal enterprise used stolen identities to file more than 47,500 fraudulent claims. Speaking at a press conference Wednesday afternoon, Hogan said the state was alerted to the scheme because of an unusually high number of out-of-state claims.
Not only did we identify the fraudulent activity here in Maryland and save the taxpayers $500 million, we also helped the federal authorities uncover related illegal activity in states across the country.
Hogan said there is no indication that the personal information of Maryland unemployment claimants was compromised. He said the identities used in the fraudulent claims appear to have come from previous data breaches across the country. He said this effort was tied to fraud in at least a dozen states. Special Agent Derek Pickle with the U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Inspector General said there has been a national surge in unemployment insurance fraud during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Unemployment insurance fraud investigations have historically made up approximately 10% of our agency's investigative workload. Today, more than 50% of our investigative matters pertain to unemployment insurance, and that number continues to grow by the day. And that includes investigative matters in all 50 states.
Maryland Labor Secretary Tiffany Robinson said unprecedented numbers of unemployment insurance claims during the pandemic have made states a rich target for fraud.
Fraudsters are capitalizing upon the hardships created by the pandemic and are targeting unemployment insurance programs due to the additional benefits offered by the CARES Act.
Hogan said the high volume of claims also underscores the value in catching the fraud.
Detecting and stopping this fraud ensures that money remains available in these funds for the tens of millions of deserving people all across America who actually need the help.
He said the state has paid out more than $4.3 billion in state and federal unemployment benefits. Despite the record numbers of Maryland residents struggling with unemployment, Hogan said Maryland is faring better than many other states because Maryland has been able to reopen businesses with guidelines in place to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. But he said he's concerned about some trends among young adults.
The positivity rate among Marylanders under the age of 35 is now 83% higher than Marylanders who are 35 and older.
He warned that some bars and restaurants ignoring capacity restrictions and other pandemic-related rules could force him to close all bars and restaurants.
We're really concerned about our small business owners. We're concerned about those people who work in those restaurants. We want to get people back to work, we want to get our economy, and we want to keep people safe. So at this point, we're trying to crack down on the bad apples. But look, if people continue to not follow the rules, we'll have to take another look.
Hogan urged local officials to step up enforcement of public health rules. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.